This spring's wet weather could make the blue-green algae problem across central New York much worse later this summer. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
It's no secret this has been a tremendously rainy spring, according to SUNY ESF biochemistry professor Greg Boyer. And that could set the stage for big algae blooms later this summer. Blooms rely on nitrogen and phosphorus that runs into the lake, combined with hot, calm, sunny days. There are some bigger issues, though, that have contributed to an increase in these blooms in recent years, says Boyer. First of all, climate change.
The wetter springs, the warm, hotter, dry summers are exactly the type of conditions that favor the development of blue-green algae.
There's another man-made factor, says Boyer. Simply more people are living along waterfronts in upstate New York, using septic systems that leach the nutrients algae love into the water.
40 years ago, there maybe were 20 cabins around the lake. Now there's maybe, 500 houses around the lake. And where they were only used 1 or 2 months a year, now they're obviously being used year-round. So this cumulative impact, there's just more stress on this lake. There's more nutrients going to the lake. These are just leading to more and more algal blooms.
A certain kind of blue-green algae can threaten water filtration systems and water quality, close beaches, and kill pets. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.